Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We are almost to the weekend. Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. Tomorrow is also June the 6th. And that's the anniversary of D-Day. That's the anniversary of the landing of U.S. Allied forces on the Normandy shores of France. It was the beginning of the end of Hitler's attempt to rule the world. It was the beginning of the end of the fight for fascism and a dictatorship. Those were frightening times. In fact, before World War II, before December 7th, 1941, before that happened, the United States was kind of an isolationist nation. That would not work today. In fact, we ramped up. That's the moment that we started ramping up to become the superpower of the world that we are today. So we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And even if you're too young to have any real references to D-Day, because your parents were not part of that generation that was part of all of that, even if you're younger, Xer, Zoomer, Millennial, it's still important for us to remember what happened, because that truly was a fight for freedom of speech. It was a fight for our freedom. It was a fight for our democracy, or if you want to be technically correct, our constitutional republic. But when we say democracy, we all know what we're talking about. It's not a true democracy. We had a conversation with a caller yesterday about this, and I just don't feel the need to say constitutional republic every time we talk about our system of government. It's not a true democracy. We don't vote on every single thing. It's not majority rule, because we also have the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights gives individuals rights, even if it goes against what the majority wants. But there's a lot to talk about tomorrow, because the freedoms that we have today really were contingent upon what happened after the troops landed in Normandy, France on June 6th. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. All right, a lot to get to this afternoon. So Donald Trump and Elon Musk used to be really good friends. Donald Trump says now he's not sure they can be friends anymore, because Elon Musk is bashing Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill. I mean bashing it. I mean working actively to have it defeated. And yesterday we talked about how Elon Musk is on a crusade to tell American voters to vote against any politician on Capitol Hill that votes for this bill. And, you know, when we talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, yesterday I mentioned that she found out that there was one section in the big, beautiful bill that she didn't like. She said, if I had known that was there, I wouldn't have voted for it. Well, you know, another reminder that these politicians on both sides, they don't read this stuff before they vote on it. They just take the word of the president, or they take the word of somebody else that, oh, this is good, we have to do this. They don't even read it themselves. I mean, this is really embarrassing, but it happens. And both sides are guilty of this. But it really is an insult to us, the voters of America, that's what they do. They'll just vote for something based on what they're told to do. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene said, well, now if she knew this was there, she wouldn't have voted for the bill. Well, today she's got a different opinion. I mean, this woman is kind of an idiot. I mean, she really is. She's not that bright. She got in this position because of her rhetoric and because she's from a rural area in, I think, northern Georgia. So, you know, don't ever look at her as being anything other than a part of the clown show. I mean, she's a clown. Best way to describe her. But see, I love that she's there because we get to talk about her. And I love having the opportunity to talk about her. This is something that came up the other day in my conversation with Courtney P. We were talking briefly about summertime and the challenge that a lot of parents have with what to do with their kids during the summer when school's out. You know, when school's in session, you know, and parents who are working, well, they know where their kids are. But sometimes it's a challenge to figure out what to do with your kids in the summertime. Some of you have family members, and it's really very easy. And the family just steps in and takes care of things. Grandma steps in, grandpa steps in, and they take care of everything. I see a lot of people in the store, like during working hours. If I'm not here at the station, I see some people at stores during working hours, and I can tell that it's a grandmother or grandfather with their grandkids. Those are not their kids because they're just too young, and so they're taking care of them. But this is a challenge for a lot of people. So I thought about asking the question, at what age is it appropriate to leave your kids unsupervised at home? Does it depend on the child's maturity? What does it depend on? What does the law say? We're going to talk about this afternoon on the show. At what age can parents leave? You know, I just wish these people would not call me during the show. Hang on just a second.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is crazy. Hello?
Hey, Steve. This is Jeff
Director.
How are you?
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Listen, I'm live on the air right now. You're not on the air, but I'm on the air. The phone was ringing, so I thought I would just pick it up.
He's kind of on the air. We can hear him.
Oh, wait. Okay. Well, look. Listen. Let's just talk. Call me after 5. You can hear him a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Well, I mean, that's the way we do this show. Sometimes the phone rings and you pick it up. But yeah, it's amazing how many people like know me and they text me and they want a response while I'm on like from 1 to 4.
I kind of fussed at a couple of my friends the other day because they were texting me while I was in here with you. Like,
yeah.
And not like, you know, what time are we meeting tonight or so, like they're asked like complicated questions
that they need an answer to right now.
Considered answer that I have to kind of think about. And I have to tell them and be like, can we talk about this at 4:05? Like, I'm busy. I know what you do for a living. I wouldn't be bothering you with this at 9:30 in the morning or whenever. Like your job's most intense. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but it's amazing how many people forget what you do and they call you or text you and expect an answer right away.
What were you talking about?
Hey, I don't know. Hey, the Pelicans are going to stick with Zion Williamson. They're gonna stick with him despite the off court issues. He's been charged with rape, but you know there seems to be some questions about those charges. Look, if the Pelicans want to stick with Zion Williamson, of course that's their decision. But I don't know what to do in this situation because the guy's been kind of a bust. I mean, is there a series of games? Are there enough games that we won strictly because of Zion Williamson being in the game? That you could say, oh, this guy's worth it. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete. In some ways, there's nobody like him. But I fear that he's still immature, and I fear that he's going to be a bust here, and he's going to go to some other team and become mature and just be awesome. But the one inherent problem that I think he has, and I've said this many times before, Zion Williamson is so big, but he's so fast and agile, and those things don't always go together, that I wonder if because of his quick agility, And the fact that he is so agile, I wonder if that works against him because of his size and that he's going to be prone to injuries throughout his career. But it hasn't only been injuries. It's been, you know, one thing or another, and he hasn't been in a lot of games. So, you know, you build a team around him and he's not in the game, and then you've got a team that feels like something's missing. You know, you can't go out there and be a team and feel like something's missing. I mean, that's not good psychology. You know, the team's got to go out there and feel like, we're the team, this is it. But even on a subconscious level, if Zion's not in the game, the other players have got to realize that, well, you know, this is not really the team because Zion's not here, but we're going to do the best we can. And they have won a lot of games without Zion. So, you know, I don't know what the answer to that is. It's confusing, but, you know, overall, and this is something else to consider, not every rookie is as mature as Jaden Daniels, who went from LSU to the Washington Commanders. Zion Williamson came from college to the Pelicans and from the beginning showed a lot of signs of immaturity. Well, I mean, you can't blame him because of his age. He's young. He's, you know, an older teenager when he came with the Pelicans. So you can't expect every rookie, every young person to be responsible. Some are and some are not. But overall, I don't know that Zion Williamson has really been a mega plus for the Pelicans. So anyway, if you want to talk about that, we can. Mr. Pillow is back in the news. You know, this guy has a successful business, and it's amazing how dumb some successful people can be. Mike Lindell is really dumb. First of all, he is still believing that the 2020 election was stolen. He's going to go to his grave believing this, but he has no evidence. And remember when he bragged about having evidence, and then it's like, in 2 days, I'm going to reveal the evidence? He never did. I mean, he's a big fraud. I mean, the guy might make a nice pillow, but overall, he's a fraud, and he's kind of dumb. And so the judge tells him, because he's in a defamation trial right now, and the judge says, don't go on social media and talk about this. Well, hours later, he's on social media talking about it. I mean, the guy's just not that smart, and sometimes... You know, I tell you, here's the phrase that I love. There are people who have egos that write checks that their intellect or talent can't cash. And that is so often the case. And that is Mike Lindell. His ego is cashing checks that his intellect can't cover. Oh, he's writing his writing checks that his intellect can't cover. Hey, I was really surprised to hear this and very impressed that Derek Carr said his decision to retire was based on the idea, quote, I didn't want to just take the Saints' money. Man, that is very admirable because a lot of people would have taken the money and run. There's some rumors about Taylor Swift spending a lot of time with Travis Kelce. Are they working on having a baby? You think they're working on having a baby? A lot of pregnancy rumors are swirling around. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. And what is life in America today without a good conspiracy theory? The auto pen, this pen that automatically writes a signature. You know, Trump has used it. Other presidents have used it. But Biden used it. And the conservative media is freaking out over this. So I don't even know what to say about that. The lead singer for All American Rejects, we'll play one of their songs and talk about this a little bit later. Tyson Ritter has launched an OnlyFans page, and he says he wants to give you the taste of full frontal rock and roll. Now, I guess depending on how low you wear your guitar, I guess that would depend on how much of the full frontal rock and roll you actually experience. All right, what else? Oh, this Supreme Court ruling is really, really interesting. It was a unanimous Supreme Court decision. The liberals and the conservatives got together on this. And it involves a heterosexual, a straight Ohio woman who claims discrimination because she wasn't gay. She says she was passed over for gay people. And she was discriminated against because she was straight. Now, this involves a lower court ruling, but the Supreme Court unanimously did rule in her favor. So that would be really interesting. Hey, we got to talk about this new law. It's been attempted to pass it 25 times. And lawmakers in Louisiana are now outlawing holding your cell phone while you're driving. What do you think of that? Do you think you should legally be able to hold your phone while you're driving? Come on, let's all admit it. It's dangerous. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. Do you still do it? I don't do it anymore. I mean, I have Bluetooth. It's fixed. It's hooked up in my car. I had to have somebody help me with that. But I figured it out, so I've got Bluetooth in my car. So I don't use handheld phones anymore. But I have. Even in light of bills bringing attention to the fact that it's dangerous. But those bills failed. So I would think that this would be something that a lot of people are going to follow. Because, you know, if you're driving around, it's pretty easy to see if you're holding the phone up to your ear. I mean, I see people doing it. It's dangerous. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on inside the car that is dangerous, and we can't have a law for everything. So, you know, I'm for the law because it's dangerous, but then I'm not for the law because there's a lot of other distracted driving things that really fall under the umbrella of distracted driving. So you really don't need this law because it should be covered under distracted driving. But some people feel like they need a special law to let people know, no, well, with all the distracted driving stuff, no, but we want to focus on this. You can't do this. But, you know, dropping a French fry in between the seat and the console and then reaching down to try to pick it up while you're driving, that's dangerous. And people do that. So we'll talk about this afternoon. So we got a lot to talk about. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. I know we've kind of gone on a little long. Got to get to a break here soon. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just getting ready to call you.
Yeah. Why don't you wait till
then
4?
I thought, okay? Wait a minute.
No,
he's
really
probably
amazing.
Busy right now.
Yeah, I might be. But it's amazing how many people know me and they know when I'm on the air and they still will call. Like I'm going to answer the phone.
You're the center of the universe. Did they not get that memo?
I guess not.
Did they not see that email?
All right. How old should kids be if you want to leave them at home unsupervised? And what does the state of Louisiana say? What is the law in terms of leaving your kids home alone? We'll talk about this coming up. If you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll take a look at Scoot's news briefs a little bit later. So I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. It's a social media platform, new to many of you, but I hope you'll join me there. Just go to substack.com, Scoot on the Air, and join me there. We kicked somebody off. The guy's name is Sonny. Yeah, Sonny, dude, you're not worthy of being on Substack. So, dude, you're kicked off. Guy trying to bring hate to Substack. You know, stay on Facebook where all of that exists. Look, I'm still on Facebook. I'm still on Scoot on the Air Instagram, but Substack is a little bit different. But I posted a video about this picture that was posted on Substack earlier of Pete Buttigieg, his husband, and their young daughter. And then there's the question, what does this mean to you? And I talk about that. That picture means a lot to me. I wonder what it means to you. I'll also talk about that a little bit later this afternoon. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back Thursday afternoon on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh. Yeah, that's what Donald Trump is asking Elon Musk. I mean, why can't we be friends? Hey, they were friends. They were friends. The president says he doesn't know if they can remain friends because Elon Musk, who got kicked out, and I think this is a clear indication that removal from government, removal from Doge was not as smooth as it appeared from the Oval Office. Elon Musk is PO'd. And he is attacking Trump by bashing. I'm not saying he doesn't believe what he's saying, but he's really going out of his way to attack the big, beautiful bill. And Donald Trump is not happy. And there are some people who think that maybe Donald Trump is a little afraid of Elon Musk and doesn't want to really say too much. We'll see. Because you know what? If this had been anybody else, what do you think Donald Trump would be saying about Elon Musk right now? If it were not Elon Musk, if somebody did that to the president, he would pull out of his bag every bad word that he knows, every bad image that he could use to describe that person. Why isn't he doing that with Elon Musk? Is he afraid of Elon? I don't know. Elon's got more money than him. So we'll have to see how this develops, but it's quite uncharacteristic of President Trump to not lash out at somebody who is going against him, openly going against him the way Elon Musk is, in a very, very public way. And this is damaging to Trump's ego, I'm sure. And it's damaging to this image of being the tough guy with the big, beautiful bill, and we got this. And then you've got this guy who used to be your friend who is just out there publicly bashing the hell out of this bill. All right, so here's a question. At what age can parents leave their children home alone? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. How comfortable were you leaving your child alone, and how old was your child when you first left your child home alone? And do you remember that? I'm sure that's a memory for a lot of parents, the time when they thought, well, it's okay to leave them home alone. And for the summertime, this is a big deal, because a lot of parents don't always know what to do with their kids. There's not always a summer camp. Summer camps can be very, very expensive, and sometimes they don't run for the full summer. So parents are juggling their kids around to friends and parents and grandparents. So what do you think is the right age to leave your child home alone? What does the state of Louisiana say? This is really interesting. According to the state of Louisiana, the decision to leave a child home unsupervised is left up to the parent. Now, when you leave stuff up to parents in Louisiana, I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do. Because a lot of them are not going to make the right decision. And the state is saying that it's based on the child's maturity level. But there is no limit on the age for leaving a child home alone. No age specification in Louisiana whatsoever. Now, the National Safe Kids Campaign recommends that children under 12 not be left home alone. And the Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services agrees with that. So there is a recommendation, but there's no law. There's no law telling you that you can't leave a young child home alone. So when did you leave a child home alone? Do you remember when your parents let you stay home alone? How old were you? And what do you think? Now, I know it depends on the child's maturity level, but just in general, when do you think it's okay to leave a child home alone unsupervised? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll get some of your text messages from Ian coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Long Island. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Frank.
How you doing? I got two comments. Only because you just talked about when is it okay to leave a child home. Boy, times have I'm 70. Times have changed. My parents, you know, they own barbershops and beauty parlors in New Jersey. And they used to leave me home at the age of 10, 11, 12, because I was also working for my father, shining shoes. But when my 42-year-old son, he's 6'3", gets on a train going to the city, I get nervous. And he's married with kids. So times have changed. I don't know what I would do today.
Yeah.
But main reason why I called is about this must Trump things. And you know, I love you guys. I hate talking about politics. But you know what? Trump's in a no-win situation. If he didn't live up to what he said about the electric cars, and he went with the electric cars and the plane situation with Trump, with Eli, half of the country be saying, see, that's the reason why he had Musk there. Now Musk is betting, we knew he was going to get Musk some money, but he's living up to his followers. Like him or hate him, he's living up to what he want, what he said he was going to do with the electric cars.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true, but I love Musk.
And I have Tesla stock.
Yeah.
And I have Tesla stock. I wish Donald Trump would go the other way. But I got Tesla stock. But you know what? I think Musk is wrong at this point.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff in the bill that you can disagree with. And again, I'm not asking you personally. If somebody wants to comment on the bill personally, I think this dynamic is interesting that Elon Musk turns on this man that he was friends with. And look, it's quite obvious that Elon Musk used Donald Trump, and Donald Trump used his money to get elected.
Absolutely. Same thing he did with Giuliani.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But a different way without money. But I got one more thing to say to you. Whether we agree or disagree, I'm 70 years old, but I respect what you say because you're a little more knowledgeable than I am because you've been doing it for so long. I'm only paying attention to it now because my 42-year-old son is making me pay attention to it.
All right,
but
good.
I respect everything you say, whether we agree or not agree. Come on, Saints. Let's go, Saints.
All right, Frank, look, very quickly. You're Long Island now. So, look, tell me what's going on with the Knicks. Why did they fire Tom Thibodeau? What the hell's going on there?
You know what? I hang out at the sports bar around the corner from my place where I live now, which I watch the Saints. And they're all there. The only one that said the owner place is, well, if you don't win, you don't win. I said, but nobody expected them to get past Boston. I said, how do you find, the only thing is, they said there might be, again, this is only second, third hand, they said there might be a little bit of rumbling behind the scenes that the players didn't like him.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they're coming up with.
Yeah, and that would be a legitimate reason to replace a coach.
And Dolan, the son that owns it now, all the stuff, I don't want to say what I think of the guy on air, but you know where I'm going with that.
Nobody seems
to
like him.
I used to run hotels, and I met, when I first was transferred to Long Island, I met his father. Night and day difference. What a gentleman. You would love to sit down and have a conversation with him, have a drink, a beer, whatever. wonderful man. He had a limousine. We went out to dinner 2-3 times because he stayed at my hotel. But the son, he's got double barricades in front of his house at Oyster Bay Cove, double set of nets because that's how much people hate him.
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard that. Stern was talking about that, and it's just, yeah. it's amazing how many people hate this guy, the owner of the Knicks. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, at what age should you leave a child home alone? And what was your experience this when you were a parent or when you were a child? The state of Louisiana says no law. It's up to the parents. I think that's kind of a dangerous thing, don't you? At what age should you leave a child home alone unsupervised? We'll get back to more of your comments here in just a few minutes. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a Thursday afternoon already. Week is flying by. Tomorrow's Friday. And I can't help but think about this relationship between Trump and Elon Musk. All right, we're coming right back with more. This is WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, you know, you look around and you wonder, where is that ordinary world? Now, President Trump is talking about terminating all of Elon Musk's government contracts. Yeah, this could get to be fun. And we'll be talking about it here on WWL. You'll get a lot of censored talk elsewhere, but the talk won't be censored here because we're not beholden to the right or the left. We're not trying to protect one side or the other. So many people on the air are trying to protect, the right. Because that's what most of talk radio is. There's not a lot of liberal talk shows around. This is not a liberal talk show. But we're certainly not a conservative talk show. We're just an honest talk show. So we're talking about, at what age should parents leave their kids home alone? The state of Louisiana has no law whatsoever. You could leave your kids alone at home legally at any age. But if something happens, you know, you're going to be charged with child endangerment. The National Safe Kids Campaign and the Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services recommends 12. But that's only a recommendation. It's not the law. What age should kids be left home alone? When were you left alone at home without supervision? And when did you leave your kids home alone without supervision? Do you remember the first time you did that? Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, my 12-year-old son is home alone right now, and he will be all summer. I have 8 cameras around my house that alert my phone to movement, a house alarm that alerts my phone, and my in-laws are home about 2 blocks away.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a safe situation. I would be curious to see what like a 12-year-old would be doing at home. And I mean, like in the old days, if your parents were gone, man, there was no way they could track you. You could do whatever you wanted in the house.
I'm pretty sure I know what a 12-year-old is doing at home alone all summer. He's playing Minecraft or Roblox or Fortnite.
Okay.
That's it.
Does he why is he spending so much time in the bathroom? All right, listen.
I don't know, maybe he's playing Fortnite in there. I don't know.
Of course. All right, look, but the other thing is, you know, it's a lot easier to leave your kids home alone today than it was when I was young because there were no cell phones. There were no cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents were gone. They were friggin' gone.
You had no idea.
And they couldn't call you. So it's a lot different.
Here's a text that says, I was a latchkey kid at 9. I stayed home alone after school and summers. These days, I'm not sure I'd leave a 16-year-old home alone.
See, isn't that interesting? This person was 9 and felt fine home alone. Not sure they'd leave a 16-year-old home alone today.
I mean, a 16-year-old home alone, invites a whole other host of problems. I mean, are they going to have all their friends over there? Going to crack into your liquor cabinet and drink that half bottle of brandy that's been up there for 10 years or like your Chambord or some of the other weird alcohols that are... I guess I'm giving the game away here.
Do you notice that Jack Daniels is getting lighter? Because as they drink it, they're filling it with water.
Yeah, this vodka kind of tastes like... Why is the vodka frozen? Yeah, I don't know, Dad. Really? Here's a text that says, when I was 12, my parents would leave me home with 3 children, the youngest being 2. I'm 69. There were no cell phones or pagers, etc. Resolution, I do the same thing now with grandchildren who I feel are responsible and mature enough to do that.
Here's what I also worry about, though. The responsibility and the pressure on these kids to take care of themselves, or in this case, the last texter, to take care of other kids in the family. My dad traveled a lot. And when my dad went out of town, as he walked out of the door, he said, son, you're going to be the man of the house while I'm gone. And I said, okay. But I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be the freaking man of the house. I'm just a kid. I mean, what kind of responsibility is that?
I just want to play Fortnite.
I mean, there was this one time when this man came over. My dad was out of town and this man came over. And apparently he knew my parents. Well, my dad was out of town and he comes over. And I was upstairs, but my brother and sister came and told me that this man's trying to kiss mom in the kitchen.
What?
Yeah, I had a .22 rifle. I went, it was a bolt action. You know what? You know, I got a .22 rifle because my mom collected food stamps and she had enough books for us to go to the Redemption Center and get a .22 rifle.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, that's a true story.
I'm buckled in. What the hell's about to happen here?
So, I mean, I loaded it. It was in the bolt action. I walked down to a landing on the stairs, and I was going to go around the corner and use the gun, but he got the message from my mom, and he stopped, and he started to leave. So I went back upstairs and didn't have to use the gun, but I was prepared to shoot the guy.
That's the most metal thing I've ever heard you say. What a badass. Who knew?
Yeah, I was going to shoot the guy.
My God.
I'm
reminded, I was home alone. I couldn't have been older than like 10, I don't think. But I was home alone, I don't know, for an afternoon or something. And like an elderly couple, a man and a woman came and knocked on my door and said, hello, we're here. And I didn't know what to do. Like, invited them. I thought they were family or like a family friend or something. So they come in and sit down, and they're making, we're all kind of making small talk, like, oh, how's your mother doing? And how's school going? And they'd been in the house for like a quarter of an hour by this point. And then they finally say, how's your cousin Sandy? And I said, I don't have a cousin Sandy. And then these people figured out they were in the wrong house, and wow, they were talking to the wrong grandchild.
Wow.
Like, they didn't, not only did I not really know who they were, but they didn't even know like who they were talking to. They thought they were talking to some other 10-year-old. And when I told my parents this, when I got home, they were mortified. They said, you can't let people into the house. You can't let strangers in here. I said, well, I was just trying to be friendly. You know, I'm a very kind of affable young man. And
but that had to be weird for you.
It was super weird.
These people just come into your house.
And I had no idea. I had no idea who they were. And I guess after a few minutes, I kind of figured out that they were not related to me and that they were in the wrong place. But I didn't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
I did not know. I did not have the sort of social aptitude to say, you know what? I'm sorry. I think there's been a mistake here. We're not related. I just kept going. I just kept playing with the game. And, you know, until it became untenable. And I finally said, there is no cousin Sandy. You guys got to get the hell out of here.
There might be somebody right now listening who is about to leave their 10-year-old home alone, and they just changed their minds. All right, you're not going to be home alone.
Or some mother who's, you know, maybe looking for a little action on the side, and now she's double-thinking getting her kid that 22-bolt action.
That's right. But, I mean, can you believe that went to the redemption store for like S&H stamps, the trading stamps at the grocery store, and I friggin' walked out with a damn 22 rifle.
Crazy.
And I used it. There was nobody who lived behind us, and I had a horse in the backyard. We had a stable.
Oh,
my dad built in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And we used to try to shoot rats. Sometimes the rats would try to get in the hay, and we used to pick off rats from my bedroom window.
Wow.
I was like Lee Harvey Oswald up there, like, you know.
Oh my God.
Shooting. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Learned a lot about you today.
Want to join us with a comment. How old should a kid be when you leave him home alone? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, things are so messed up. Ever wonder if maybe God is hitting the pipe? All right, on the SOTA calendar, I think we've pretty much established what the calendar is about. It's a rock culture calendar instead of a pop culture calendar, but we know what it is. So I'm just going to start saying the Scoot on the Air calendar. You know, it's unique to us in this show, and you know what it's all about. So on this day in 2002, 11 weeks after he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dee Dee Ramone, a founding member of the Ramones, died of a heroin overdose at the age of 50. Man, look, you can't be doing friggin' heroin at 50. You shouldn't be doing it at 25 or 30. But at some point, man, you got to put the drugs down, especially cocaine and heroin. And I mean, why would you even buy that stuff today? Because of the threat of fentanyl being out there. But, you know, you think Mick Jagger would be alive if he continued to do cocaine? No. Man, that stuff destroys your heart. I mean, young people shouldn't even do it. So anyway, you got to give it up at some point. And, you know, this is the day that Dee Dee Ramone died of a heroin overdose at 50. Go figure. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.